Welcome to Wemalee Community News, FM 1003. New figures reveal regional Australia is still struggling to attract doctors, with the shortage often being filled by nurses. The Australian Institute of Health and Welfare released two reports on Wednesday examining the nation's doctors and nurse labour forces. There were 187 doctors in rural areas per 100,000 people, compared to 376 doctors per 100,000 people in major cities. The lack of doctors in these areas is even more pronounced when it comes to specialists. By contrast, there are more nurses in remote areas than in the cities. Donald McClellan from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare's Labour Force Unit says that practice nurses and nurse practitioners often fill the void when there aren't enough doctors in the bush. A representative from the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Council pointed out that both access to and quality of healthcare has improved as the number of practice nurses and nurse practitioners in rural areas has risen. Nurses and midwives from Wemalee Hospital will hold a lunchtime rally today calling on the state government to address staff shortages. It is part of a statewide campaign to introduce minimum nurse-patient ratios. New South Wales Nurses Association Secretary Brett Holmes said Victoria had a minimum ratio for some time and New South Wales must fall into line. So far, the New South Wales government has rejected the claim for nurse-patient ratios, so nurses are stepping up their campaign. Nurses and midwives are protesting as New South Wales is operating on a lower level of nurses to patients than Victoria has been for some years. Brett Holmes said there is no reason why the people of New South Wales can't have an equivalent level of nursing care to the people of Victoria. He added that this is a matter of patient safety, and we want on average one nurse to four patients, with a nurse in charge. The New South Wales government has been urged to provide $25,000 in funding to prevent the Wemalee Mental Health Clinic from closing its doors. Wemalee Council has voted to write to the Premier and Health Minister seeking urgent funds for the Grevillea Centre. Local councillor Paige Nesbitt says the centre provides much-needed services for people suffering from mental illness and their carers and families in the local region, but now the centre is cash-strapped and will have to close its doors if the state government doesn't come through with at least $35,000 funding. 1003 FM, Wemalee Community News.